So we came up with a fake email address that was like the woman committed fraud. I mean, it was like the woman's name. It was like fully her name at gmail.com.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast
where two unqualified friends,
two unhinged comedians,
determine once and for all what is good
and what is bad. Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. In each episode of the podcast, a guest shares a morally questionable story from their life, and we decide if they are in the right or the wrong. Now, Sterling, speaking of something that is so wrong.
What?
Can we talk about headshots?
Why? What's going on?
So I, over the weekend, was just being classically fun and sat at home and updated my personal website.
Okay.
Because I haven't updated it since before the pandemic. And I was like, you know what? It's time because I had, okay. So I have a section for press. You know, I want people to know I'm a big deal, right?
Wait. No offense, what press have you gotten?
Okay, well, check out BlairPayton.com and you'll find out.
That's so true. And that, while I was testing you, I was seeing if you could.
Well, one of the things that I still had on my website was most humorous Roanoker. I was like, this does not serve.
Wait, who gave you that?
It was in my hometown. It was City Magazine. And like anyone could do write-in votes. But no, I was going through my headshots. Every picture of me, I was like, why do I smile like I'm incapable of keeping secrets? It was like a shit-eating grin.
It's hard. Well, I am gearing up to get my headshots taken. And okay. So they've been
really... How are we feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I will say I really do not like getting my picture taken. It's like, I don't know how you can be born with this in your DNA because I love it. But like when you look at something of yourself and you could just be like, that is beautiful. Now, here's the thing. I have self-confidence. It's not like I look at it, but I just like, I don't know. When I've gotten my headshots done in the past, I'm like, something's gone awry. Like, I'm like, I swear to God, I don't look like that. Like, who's put my skin over their face and done something weird? You know, like, I'm like, everything's off.
I had one. So I went to this one photographer. I was like, I was making a joke because I was nervous. I was just like, you know, just make me look pretty. And he was like,
I'm scared.
He went and he pulled up like a little chair. He sat it down and then he tapped the chair for me to sit down. Then he sat in front of the chair with it AC Slater style, like backwards. And he was like,
yeah,
he was like, tell me, why don't you like having your picture taken? He wanted me to get vulnerable with him. And I was just like,
wow.
Yeah, it was weird.
So yeah, I got pictures taken. So kind of my background is that I really tried to be a child star, but I failed. I auditioned for the Disney. Did I ever tell you I auditioned for the Disney Channel? Did you know that about me?
What, a specific show or just in general?
Yeah, I auditioned for the Disney Channel. It was on a show that didn't last long. I was in seventh grade. It was like my first audition ever.
What was the show?
And okay, wait, I think I have it. It's The Extreme of Adventures of Mongoose and Luther. It might have changed titles, but it was something like that.
Okay, keep talking. I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, look it up. I think it lasted a season or two. I was going to play like their annoying little sister, who I think like was 8 years old, but at the time I was like 12, and which like in kid years is like kind of a big difference.
Wait, and hold on, did you like go to LA?
No, I just sent in a audition tape, like my agent sent me out for it. I went to this casting office and I had never auditioned for anything, and I like go into this casting office again as like a seventh grader, not knowing anything. And the whole scene was a physical fight, food fight. Uh-huh. But boy, there's no one else in the scene. So I didn't know what to do as a kid.
That.
I didn't know what to do as a kid. I said, should I really pretend to throw fake food and get thrown fake food? Like, I was so confused. So I just was like, I think I won't do the physical part of it. I'm just going to do the dialogue. And then the casting director emailed my agent and said she seemed like she was really not prepared and she needs to go to class.
Well, I think I found the show. Is it called Zeke and Luther?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what
okay,
it
ran for 3 seasons, 73 episodes.
Oh, I could have been so famous. I don't think any of those people are famous, though.
And, like, no offense, I can't see you on the Disney Channel. That is really not your vibe. Because you have to be very animated. Like, hey, guys, where are you going?
I feel like I could do that. You don't think?
Let me see. Let me see.
Okay, this is my bang bang. Doop, doop, doop. And you're watching Disney Channel.
Okay, I take it back. I think you could do Disney.
Anyways.
Well, good luck with your headshots.
Thank you. I hope that I become a star soon, but actually, really not at all. I don't think I want that.
No, I think you could get on Raven's Home. It's one of the few adult sitcoms with Raven Simone on Disney Channel. Why do I know that? I'm a loser.
Well, Blair, I can't wait for us to shoot to the top and for your website to absolutely pop off soon.
Yeah, check out my press, you guys.
Check out his press. But in the meantime, Blair, I am so excited to have this girl on. We are such huge fans of hers. We've actually had her on our live show. You know her from her Peacock special, No Bad Days, as well as her many, many other projects. Please welcome Alyssa Limparis. All right, well, welcome, Alyssa. Thank you so much for coming on today.
It's so good to see you again.
Thank you so much. That's how I feel. It feels like old friends hanging out.
Can I interject? Don't have the mic so close because your peas are popping.
This is actually, you're doing an audition.
Yeah. Okay, let me try that again. Yeah, well, you've had my boyfriend on the show, but let's just say this used to have a stand on it, and I don't know where the stand is.
Are you saying something happened when your boyfriend came on our show? He got so angry or something happened to the stand?
Are you guys in trouble?
Because of your podcast, he got so angry that he ripped the stand off. No, it's just gone through some wear and tear over the years.
Well, since you mentioned your boyfriend, Luke Moniz.
Please.
We did record an episode with him. And we were talking about, like, boyfriends force their girlfriends to watch things.
For their favorite movies.
And so what was the last thing he forced you to watch?
The one I remember most strongly, because I will say I'm a real comfort show and movie watcher. Mm-hmm. If I had it up, like when he's gone, I'm watching just my comfort shows. I'm not really exploring new territory. That's my like go-to. He's shown me a lot of great movies that I wouldn't have watched. But the man loves a violent, long movie. And
classic dude.
And sometimes I do if they're based in Boston. That's kind of
that's
my toxic
ding, ding,
things.
Ding. That is what he said about you. That is what he said about you.
Yes.
So this isn't just about your bad behavior. It's also we're doing like a dating game show.
Yeah, we're doing a dating game, but we're cross referencing. Niche. He also did mention a movie that he said he asked you to watch, but it kind of was like not the usual. And so he thinks he got a few points. Yeah. With that.
Interesting. And that was his sort of point of pride. He was like, I did good with this. Okay. Interesting.
He said, he wanted to get himself out of the box we were trying to put him in.
So Alyssa, what we're saying is a lot is weighing on your answer right now because it right. predicts the future of the relationship.
Wow, this is, gosh, what did he, oh, I know exactly, a Phantom Thread?
Oh, no, that's incorrect, Alyssa.
You two will have to end your relationship. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're ending your relationship.
Oh, my God, I'm watching him leave? He's leaving my apartment right yep. now? Yep. His bags are packed?
Yeah. He has the mic stand? Yeah. It was. Yeah. It was May, December.
Oh, okay, yeah. But I feel that was one where, like, I wanted to watch May, December as well. Whereas, like, Phantom Thread, it didn't pop into my head. He was like, let's watch this movie. It's great. And then I really loved it.
So not only did you not remember the movie, but you're also calling him a liar. Like, what is this relationship you guys have?
That's exactly right. Luke, come here.
Oh, no.
I have to, we're kind of being put on blast here. Okay, well, the one that he made me watch that I will say really didn't do it for me was Gangs of New York.
Okay.
That would be hard for me.
That was the longest movie I've ever seen in my life. Great acting, sure, but it was, I just remember it being so like brown, mm-hmm. like the colors of it all were just like dark. It looked like I wanted to put a light on. I was like, and it went on for about 7 hours. Okay. So you're telling me your big movie that
she's currently talking
that
to
you
Luke
went out
off
on a limb
mic.
For me that you introduced me to is May, December. I wanted to watch May, December.
I was trying to sound like a good guy.
Well, I said Phantom Thread.
You are witnessing a live action fight right here on Bad Behavior.
That was a great film. If that had been Gangs of Boston, like what was the one?
That's what I said.
The Irishman, for example.
Alyssa's coming in real strong.
Here's a hot take. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That'll be all. Thank you, dear. Thank you so much. There's a hot take. The Irishman, not long enough. I would have watched that movie till the end of time. That, for whatever reason, like a movie like that, I'm there's comfort there. The accents, there's just something of like, I like this type of violence. But yeah, Gangs of New York, it's got to just be home. If I can hear a sound of like Boston or Rhode Islandy accent, then I'm like, oh, this is nice. Family, even though they're blowing each other up. I'm like, oh.
Well, I'm glad we finally got to the bottom of this.
And hopefully this brings you two together.
Yes.
And if not, we definitely want updates.
Yeah, totally. Look, either way you guys have made, this will be impactful.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So we like to play a game on this podcast called Heaven or Hell, in which we'll present several examples of a subject, and you'll decide if they are heaven or hell. And if you're feeling indifferent, you can simply say purgatory.
Okay.
So you have some absolutely incredible videos in which you maybe represent a version of maybe your mom, moms you've seen. And so in this game, we are going to be presenting some things that you might hear from, you could say, your mom or a mom.
Great.
Okay. Your first one.
Honey, don't actually use the fancy napkins. They're decorative.
Is this statement a heaven or hell for you?
It doesn't trigger any emotion. If anything, maybe a little nostalgia, a little, oh, that's nice. Oh. That. But I guess now that you're saying it, I did buy cloth napkins and I make a point to use them all the time. So maybe there's some part of me that is undoing that by going, no, we're using the nice napkins no matter what. I'll use them for breakfast on my own. It doesn't matter.
I wonder if our generation will kind of go against that because, yeah, in my house, we would have cloth napkins on the table, but obviously we weren't supposed to use them. But my friends would come over who weren't maybe from a family that did that, and they'd be like, well, why even have them if we're not allowed to use them? And I'm like, well, it's just kind of there. But I kind of grew up so clean because I couldn't even use my napkin, really.
So, Sterling, was it more just like a garnish for your plate?
Well, like you could put them on your lap, but it really wasn't for like messy fingers, if that makes sense. Like if something fell,
you would have to pick it up real quick and throw it away.
I don't know. Not that we're eating like wings every, I don't know. But it wouldn't be like one that you'd really be like wiping something. It would be kind of like, I don't know. But maybe that was ultimately, this might be a game that is just this from my own home.
Like I'm big on like my Yaya has a whole room in her house that like just you don't even go in the room.
What's the
point of the room? It's like a pristine white couch. It's like, I want to say like, you know, 100 years old, and it's just this white couch with these like stiff pillows, and then there's like this yellow carpet and curtains, and I have never sat in that room. It's just kind of there.
Is the carpet yellow by choice, or was it just turned to yellow over time?
No, it's like this kind of yellow by choice, sort of 70s vibes.
Okay.
I do feel like we are bucking that trend or whatever. I'm like, my house is to be used and it's to be comfortable, and I don't want anyone to ever feel you can't touch something, be on something, not use something. If it's in the house, it's yours. Yeah.
Okay. Can't wait to come over to your house now.
Yeah. I can be like, please,
go shopping.
Mine.
Come over. Yes. I love having people over. Yes.
Okay. Number two. Do I like your haircut? What matters is, do you like your haircut? Did you ever get this often?
Oh, geez. I mean, when I was growing up, my yaya paid for my haircuts and she would make me cut my hair really short. So I had like a bob my whole life because she like liked it that way. So I feel like that's my strongest negative memory of hair is like not being like watching my hair have to be cut off. In terms of now, like usually the scenario is me being like, I hate my hair. My mom being like, it looks incredible, even if it looks terrible. So it's more, that's the vibe with my mom.
Yeah.
So, well, let's just say.
I feel like she wouldn't sit. Yeah.
On a, like, it's a bad day. Someone used her decorative napkins and then you come in fresh from your haircut. And then she says that to you.
If I was already like, I think I hate my haircut. Does it look bad? Does it look bad? And she's like, well, it doesn't look good. Then I'd be like, ah! That's the scenario.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number three. Did you get that article I sent you on the big earthquake that will one day demolish Los Angeles?
Hell. I don't want to. I hate hearing about impending doom. That's my whole childhood. Mm-hmm. I was in Canada. And I was like in a major just like city strip walking and I called my mom and just to check in and she's like, you walking right now? I don't know if that's safe. And I'm like, well, what does that help me? What does that help me right now? As I'm miles from, you know, where I need to be, I'm walking because I want to walk. I feel safe. And now you've just put in my head like, oh, is that safe? And so what? Yeah, I don't see much value being added to have fear because it's like, yeah, if the big earthquake comes, guess what? Goodbye. I'm gone. I'm not going to make it. None of us are going to make it.
I have my kind of plan of what would happen, even though I don't know
you
much.
You do. Please, share.
I think I do this. I live on the east side, and I think I would run up to the Griffith Observatory.
Okay.
And then
take a picture. Yeah.
I would hope. Because I'm thinking maybe water comes in and then I'm hoping someone will scoop me from the top.
Having some flying device. Yeah.
I know. It's just I know that there's obviously so many famous people in LA and even actually in my own neighborhood that would be top of the list. Like I'd be pretty low. Like that's the hard thing being here.
Yeah.
Is I'd be competing against way more.
You got to get to know your neighbors. Just,
but you get close.
I have one neighbor and he's a little famous and I'm interested in getting to know him.
Okay. First of all, who is it? And second of all, does he have
actually,
a plane?
He's not actually even that famous. Is that bad if I blow up? You can bleep it. My neighbor's who's actually just a comedian, I guess.
But do you think he has the plane, though? I feel like he doesn't.
I don't know.
I think everyone's, you know, you're getting closer to him knowing someone with a plane. I'm sure he's got. So you get close to all of a sudden, there's a plane in that. Like, you're a few steps, you're closer to a plane. You're closer to a plane with this is an interesting way to think about networking. Not about career, but about
survival.
Okay. All right, next one. Since you have a big social media following, can you tweet at the New York Times to tell them how stupid the latest word was for the Wordle?
You're using your power.
Yeah, that's...
Do you have a family that's big Wordle or like Spelling Bee?
Well, you're looking at her. I sometimes wait for that clock to turn midnight so I can start Spelling Bee on the next day. It's my favorite game of all time. Spelling Bee, I feel I've naturally been playing. That's a real game I've played since I was a kid. Like if I'm bored and I see, and I'm just like sit pre-phone and I'm just sitting somewhere and I see a word on like a bathroom wall or something, then I just see how many words I can make with it. Mm. So in many ways, someone stole Spelling Bee from my brain. In general, I'm not... Probably hell, because I'm like, I don't want to be tweeting at anyone being like, do this. Like, even when I see people tweeting at Delta or something, I'm like, take it offline. I don't.
You're just speaking into the ether. They don't
care.
Yeah,
totally.
Okay, so there was a time where I was on, well, now X, but it was Twitter. And I was so excited about the Will and Grace reboot that I posted, like, I'm so excited. And I used a GIF or whatever. And they liked it and retweeted it. And I got so excited. And my roommate was like, you know, that's just some fucking intern doing that. And it really...
I mean, that was huge. That's huge. Oh,
it really ruined my day. I'm so sorry. I didn't know that would be so triggering right now.
Yeah, but that's still pretty cool.
Thank you. I actually printed it and framed it. And
did you really?
I ain't got a lot in my life, so I got to celebrate the wins. Okay.
You have to celebrate the wins. You have to. You have to.
Okay. Number five. Okay. So I've saved every magazine issue of Organic Living for you, and I need you to read through each and decide which ones you want to keep. There's about 800.
Yeah, right. Because for my family, my mom's going, I don't know about all this organic stuff. It's pretty pricey. I think it's fine to just get the regular and wash it. So I don't think my mom would be reading Organic Weekly. It'd be more me being like, Mom, you have to wash that, you know, pear. Please, that pear is clearly gone bad. Oh, it's fine. It's a little bruised. It's fine. That's kind of more the vibe with my mom. But I do feel like oftentimes when I go home, especially before my mom moved, it was like, come on, we got to go downstairs. Let's look through like your second grade box. And then there's just a box of everything I've ever done in second grade. And I have to look through it and decide what to part with and what to keep. That part is hell. But then sometimes you find really nice stuff and you're like, ha!
So you can also say purgatory.
Right. Maybe that's a purg. Maybe that's a purg.
Okay. Our last one today. I was talking to my friend in yoga class, and her daughter actually lived next to Ryan Gosling's cousin. Maybe it can connect you two. Could help with your big break in Hollywood.
Dead. Hell, I have a story about this.
Okay.
My grandfather, my papu, he loves playing cards. He's a real jokester. He goes to like an old folks home, like a senior center, every day to play cards. And he told me, I was talking about you and, you know, and my friend, her granddaughter is in L.A. Turns out she's like, she's pretty big. She's like, she was pretty successful. You know, sometimes you hear this and you're like, what? She was more successful than me. I was like, she was doing her. And I was like, that's amazing. That's really great. He hounded me every single time I talked to her. Have you reached out to her yet? Have you reached out to her yet? I swear to God, at one point, I don't think I'm making this up. I think he was like, I got her address. Why don't you go over there? And I'm like, I'm not going. I would get arrested. I mean, what do you mean go over there? He hounded me so much that finally I was like, you know what? I'll message her on Instagram.
Yeah.
I messaged her on Instagram being like, hi, I think our grandparents are friends. I just had to reach out because he's bugging me about it. I hope you're well. I don't think she ever responded because she must be like, this crazy woman is like, my grandpa knows your grandma.
How long ago was this?
It's one of those things that I sort of just like, I don't even know. I want to say 2 years. I just like did it and then was like, I can never like, look at this again because it's so horrifying.
Can you look at your phone? I want to see if she saw it.
Oh, she definitely. I'm pretty sure it was seen.
Well, maybe you had showed up to her house. Maybe she was hoping for like a more. She's like, oh, it's like a.
She's like, I want to see how much you want it.
She's like, if she was really wanting to be my friend, she should have showed up at my apartment.
Can you imagine someone just knocking on your door? Hey.
Hey.
And then she's what? Like, you yeah. passed.
Yeah, you passed. And now I'm in a movie with her. Yeah. It's Jennifer Garner. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway.
That could have been yeah. She's way more famous than okay, yeah, yeah. Well.
Now, Jennifer Garner, we got to get. She
would get an airplane.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay, well, Alyssa, we've invited you here today, and I think you know why. You have a story for us.
I think so.
Where it might be hard to tell if you were in the right or the wrong, and Blair and I are etiquette experts, so we're going to help you kind of decipher if it was good behavior or bad behavior.
Great. So I was a real prankster with my dad. We loved doing pranks. I don't really even think that there's any gray area about whether I'm in the wrong or right here, but I'll share with I'll try to defend why I thought it was good. Okay. So we were always pranking. Like, I remember one time, like, some successful pranks were like, I remember we had a Spanish exchange student living with us. They had to be picked up in Providence at, like, I want to say midnight or something. So my mom went to bed and was going to wake up to pick them up, but we saw she was still sleeping. So my dad and I just went to pick her up. And then my mom called my dad, like in a panic, I want to say at like, call it midnight. And he was like, oh, Linda, you got to look at the moon. I'm at Karatunk, which was like a park. I'm at Karatunk. The shooting stars are incredible. And she was like, what do you mean? You have to go pick up Teresa. She's in Providence. She's in the middle of Providence. And then he was like, oh, I didn't know. Maybe Alyssa can get her. And then like I called my mom, was like, oh, I'm at dinner with my friends. Uh-huh. And then we were like, here, I'll put dad on. And then I handed the phone to my dad, and then she was like, oh, you guys are in the car. You're pranking me. Success. She didn't get out. A slight adrenaline rush, but we saved the day. We're already here. You go back to bed.
Yeah.
Nice, successful prank.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So then my brother, this is so bad. My brother was like, he switched majors, something like he switched majors. I don't remember the exact details, but I know he was down. Like there was one credit that was like missing before graduation, but he had it. But there was something because of the switched majors that they were like, oh, it doesn't count or something like that. He was super stressed about it, obviously, because he wanted to graduate and he didn't want to, you know, whatever, have to retake a course, have to stay an extra semester. I just remember him talking about it a lot. So my dad and I were like, I can't believe my dad was involved in this. So he finally got to a place where they said it was okay. He got like the dean's permission. It's okay. You're gonna like, it counts. We're gonna say it counts or whatever. You're gonna graduate on time. Huge relief. So we were like, let's push his buttons. Which is like, now that I'm older, I'm like, push his buttons. This is real stress that this man went through. Like, this is not the thing to push the buttons on. So we came up with a fake email address that was like the woman committed fraud. I mean, it was like the woman's name. It was like fully her name at gmail.com. Because remember, like early Gmail days, you could just snap up new email addresses.
Oh, sure.
So committed impersonation fraud. And wrote a letter to him being like, you're not going to be able, actually, we take it back. You're not going to be able to graduate because this is, and we're so sorry. And if you have any problems with this, please call us. And then with the phone number, we put my dad's cell phone number. I also think there was a very cryptic code that, like, if you read the first letters of the whole thing, you would be like, it would read like, we're kidding. But yeah. it was like too subtle. It was too hard to find the like cryptic. It wasn't obvious. It was like, if you know, solve the riddle. Now my brother gets it. We're like, yeah, we sent it. We're feeling good, excited. We don't hear from my brother. Eventually we call. By the time we called, oh, this is so bad. My brother had already.
I'm scared.
My brother had. Terrifying. My brother had called the dean's office.
Oh, no.
Left a voicemail and was on his way to the dean's office. Potentially had even gone, but she wasn't there. He was so mad at us. Obviously, he had to then call the dean and be like, never mind. Please disregard that voicemail. There was confusion. I think we were like also now worried like, oh, my God, we're going to get arrested for fraud because now he's told this dean that someone's reached out to him. Meanwhile, it's his family. His father is supposed to protect him. My mom finds out. She's rip shit. She can't believe we did this. I remember it being Easter. Like, I remember it being a holiday. And that I do. All I remember was us being so upset and us being like, this is the end of our pranking reign. And I don't think we pranked much after that. So, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think, guys?
First of all, I would not have thrived in your household. I would have been a nervous wreck from day to day.
Well, Blair, listen, absolutely. And it's taken years for me to realize the same. For sure. It was a tense, intense environment. Yes.
Are you pranking Luke a lot?
No, I'm out the prank game. I am out the prank game. And if anything, I would do a different, like I have a cookie party and like I pretend there are like famous guests there, and then my friends are dressed up as those guests. That's the I like events, and then I kill them.
Then I poison the cake. Yeah, because I was gonna say, I feel like something classic in Hollywood is doing a movie and then going on a press tour, and then them saying, "It sounds like you probably pranked your co-stars. Like, would you get back into pranking so you could do well on a press tour?"
LOL. I mean, again, I feel like in a way, maybe that prank really was good for me, because it's like I am so scarred from, I would only ever do a positive, something that's like, my friend really, it was like getting married, but was like, I don't need to do like a bridal shower or anything like that. And then all my friends were hanging out with her and we were like, let's go ham and like get a bunch of bridal shower decorations. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. I'm still dabbling in that kind of game where it's like, we surprised you. But generally, it's like, it's not preying on someone's deep insecurities.
Now, your brother, obviously he's not here to attest on the damage that he did. But in general, did he end up graduating, and is he okay in life? And do you think this prank affected him forever?
He's great. He's great. Let me pull up the text, because I asked him before I told this story if it was if it was okay that I said it. And what did he say? Yeah, so anyway, he's doing great. He went to a really good school, which was what was also so crazy. The college he went to was so, it was just like, but yeah, he's very well adjusted and doing great.
Seems like you're having a hard time finding this text message.
Sorry, to be fair, I asked this before the podcast. Okay, look, I can't find it, but he said something like,
"That's okay."
Yeah, that sounds like that would be. I was like, "It's a podcast called Bad Behavior, and we're supposed to talk about something we did that was like potentially bad." And he was like, "Yeah, that sounds like a good. Sounds like a perfect story for that."
Now, did he ever return the favor? Did he ever get you guys back? Like, was there any kind of revenge, or it was like pranks done forever?
No, he's so sweet and kind. That's not his vibe. No, that's why it was that much worse.
I gotta say, in hearing the story, it's not looking good.
Oh my god.
I mean,
so intense.
You said he was such a sweet boy, and the fact that he never got back at you, that's rough.
No, it's...
Even though you're probably like, please, give me it, that he didn't.
Please, no.
But the thing that stood out to me was this poor woman. You know, in the infancy of Gmail, I was late to the game. And I really wanted to get Blair Payton at Gmail. And you know what wasn't available? Blair Payton at Gmail.
Blair Payton. Oh, my God. I've never thought about this element of this. You're so right. That might be the greatest crime of all.
And to this day, I'm not Blair Payton at Gmail. And, like, it sucks.
That's tough.
And, like,
it sucks.
I'm sure Joan, what's her name, is feeling the same way. I can feel her pain, even though I've never met her before, because I know what that's like to want something and not get it.
God, you're right.
I'm saying bad behavior.
Wow. I didn't think of the Gmail of it all.
Yeah.
I think, okay, well, okay, so some other things that came up for me during this story.
Please.
I think pranking is, I would say, one of the biggest acting exercises a person can do, right? Like, you have to be perfect, right? Yeah. Because, like, you can't give anything away. And so... Mm. I guess while in semi-good, potentially, or like one caveat of the good behavior is like what an acting school you kind of went through living in your home. And I mean, look at where you are today, you know?
And clearly, we both needed an outlet. That was clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like that was some really good training that you were getting in. And so part of me is like, wow, without that kind of prank training, would you be where you are today in terms of your career?
because you were able to really, you know, take in certain things, maybe deceive slightly. And that's kind of can be a little bit of what acting is, right? However, the Gmail thing, that is hard. Now, I'm trying to think this. Is there a thing, and I just don't know, with Gmail, if you don't use the account, it kind of boops back?
Let me ask you this. Did you bother to check or maybe delete the account since it was no longer necessary?
Oh, I bet we didn't. If I had to guess, I could still fire up that Gmail with the password's probably like super funny prank. Prank for the ages.
Yeah.
I do want to specify, when we were coming up with it, I don't think we thought, like, I think we thought whatever we were writing was going to make it very clear he knew it was us by the time he finished reading. And I think he got so scared when he read, like, the first sentence that he immediately went to the dean. So I think it got far away from us. I think if I remember, like, in our heads, it was just like, this will just be a misdirect. It'll be a blackout sketch. It'll be a and it didn't do that. It didn't. We didn't get the release. And so it just went in the wrong direction.
You know what? And here's something else to put chocolate syrup on top of that ice cream scoop, is that she was probably receiving emails from people who just joined Google. Because you know how sometimes you can guess their emails and they're like, I'm sure this is correct. And they had no other way of getting in touch with her. And so
that's this, like, you're now making me feel terrible. You're like, she could have a long lost friend. This email
account is filled with emails she will never see.
I'll say this, Blair. I've never gotten an email like that. No one's ever done that to me.
But never say never.
No, the only time you're ever guessing at an email like that is when you want something. So I would argue we saved that woman because she worked at a prestigious school. She was probably getting, if anything, people guessing, going, I didn't get in. Please help me get in. So I might have saved this woman some thirsty crazies.
To piggyback off that, that woman that your grandfather wanted to meet, you know, she was testing you and was just like, no, I'm not going to answer this until she comes over. Maybe that's what this woman was doing with the email, you know? If they email me asking...
Wait, what would she be testing on?
Well, maybe she had a lot of money, okay? Maybe she was rich and she wanted to give money to people who wanted to ask for it. And so they were like, email me at my email account, but they didn't have her actual email and they emailed the wrong email account. So then she couldn't give them money. So she probably died.
It's simple math, Sterling.
She died with all this money she couldn't give away. She's dead now. You killed her.
This is simple one.
That made sense. I followed that one.
I can't believe you killed this woman.
I killed, yes, and look, prank gone wrong. And my dad, you know, I would love to ask if, you know, he's not with us anymore, but if he was, I would love to ask if, like, he ran it by my mom. Like, because I wonder what, like, now that I'm in a relationship, I'm like, I can't imagine if, like, I did something. Like, she must have been, like, that must have also, I wonder if that caused, like, a massive fight. Mm. You know, in retrospect, I'm like, what was going, like, did she get super mad? Because... Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's that bad. I think it was silly and fun. And I would say it's light bad behavior. And that kind of is what makes life interesting. So I think that's where I'm going. Blair, what are you going?
You said bad, but light bad, like diet bad?
Yeah, I'm doing...
Okay, well, I'm going full fat bad, but still, bad is the common denominator.
Well, now, hold on. Full fats are good. Full fats are good. In fact, we should all be having more full fats in our diet.
But I'm saying this is high fructose.
Oh, hi, Fruto, while we're throwing everything out.
Yeah.
So, Alyssa, you have been officially deemed bad behavior.
I'm a bad girl. Also, I will say I got good behavior at the show. So some pranks were net good. Just not to tarnish my past father's name. Some of the pranks were net positive. This one just went off the deep end a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And it always is kind of also the mood Blair and I are in, listeners. So it could really go either
way. I'm feeling
zesty. It's so difficult.
No, this one was bad.
So this is your admission of guilt.
Do you see it, Alyssa?
Oh my God.
This is bad.
See, this is no. See, we can this bleep is what anything. Happened.
We can bleep.
This is what happened. I did this show, and I said at the top of the show, I said, "Guys, I don't know about this. This feels like a sting. This feels like a sting. You're telling me to walk on the show and say my bad behavior for fun, and ha ha ha, it's all fun." And I go, "Well, it's a show. It's not going to live on forever." Okay. Now I come to the podcast, and they go, "Oh, it'll be just as fun." I get lambasted. I get told I killed a woman, and now I have to say something that surely will kill my entire career. I'll say this. Wow. I am embarrassed and ashamed of what I did. Now that I'm thinking about it, can we cut? Mm. Thanks. I'm not doing it. No, I'm not doing it. I refuse. And guess what? If you want to call that bad behavior, I'm already a bad bitch. I'm already in hell. So go ahead.
Mic drop.
Add to it.
Mic drop.
Wow. Yeah. Add to it. Wow. Add to it. Yeah. That's yeah.
That was an iconic performance.
Okay, Alyssa, it was so much fun having you on the podcast. Where can people follow you?
Yes, you can find me at Alyssa Limp on all social media. And I'm doing a show that I love so much called Wake Up Long Island with my friend Shannon O'Dell. We wrote it together and we do it together. And it's just like a wild romp. And then we'll probably do it in LA again.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.